Benjamin Netanyahu's office is also making waves in the U.S. today. They're calling out a news report from Politico a blatant lie. Politico published a story today saying that Israel was responsible for an operation to eavesdrop on the White House. File this under with friends like these. Now, there's no doubt that bugging devices were found a couple of years ago, but today former senior intelligence officials cited by Politico said an FBI investigation pointed clearly at Israel. Besides calling it a lie, Netanyahu's office also said that Israel has a longstanding commitment to not engage in any intelligence operations in the U.S. The FBI declined to comment on the matter. Whatever the truth is in this case, there is a long and colorful history of nations spying on their allies. The world's history guy Chris Wolf is here. What else do we know about these bugs found near the White House in 2017?
Well, there was a routine surveillance operation by the Department of Homeland Security to test to see how widespread these devices were, because it had been anecdotally reported that diplomats were using them extensively in Washington to monitor phone calls and data usage and even record the conversations of key officials, including and up to potentially the president. And they find these devices called Stingrays. Technically, they're known as International Mobile Subscriber Identity Catchers. So what they do is they act as a bogus cell phone tower to capture the location, the number. But if you get the high-end ones, they can even record those conversations, capture text messages, and any other kind of data usage.
Why would one nation need to spy on one of its closest allies?
Well, there's all kinds of legitimate interests for one nation to keep up, even with what their friends are up to. They may be allies, but they have competing interests. Maybe it's industrial. They need to keep ahead of technology that's coming out. And one way to do that is to spy on your friends. Another important consideration is to avoid embarrassing surprises. So if you hear that country A is trying to befriend country B and you don't like that as country C, then you may want to try and head that off, or at least shape events in a way that's not going to harm your own interests, maybe, whether it's trade or a national security concern.
So Netanyahu says this whole report is a blatant lie. What is the evidence that Israel is spying on the U.S.?
Well, Israel has spied on the U.S. Listeners may remember the case of Jonathan Pollard in the 1980s, who was an agent who was busted for supplying tens of thousands of documents to Israel. And that kind of establishes the benchmark for what's widely accepted as Israel's need to keep up to date with its friends, shall we say.
And I'm guessing it's not just Israel. Like, how often do countries spy on their friends?
Well, yes, we shouldn't put Israel in the dock alone on this. Every country does it all the time, particularly the U.S. You'll remember how much trouble President Barack Obama got into for authorizing the essentially wiretapping using similar technology to listen into the phone calls of German Chancellor Angela Merkel in 2013. There was a giant WikiLeaks dump that exposed the extent of U.S. surveillance of its allies. The U.S. in that case had to issue a formal apology and promise never to do it again. Honest. And so there was a lot of righteous anger from European nations, particularly the French and the Germans. But more candid former German and French ministers would say, well, yes, but we do it too. So we're not going to make too much of a stink. We're just jealous of the resources the U.S. can put into this.
And how far back does friend spying on friends go?
So obviously that goes back as far as time. People have always wanted to know what even their friends are up to, because it helps give them an edge for different reasons. In terms of electronic surveillance, which we can document more easily, then that goes back as far as the beginning of electronic communications with the telegraph. And one of the most famous and perhaps still to this day most important uses of this signals intelligence was when, during World War I, there was an incident known as the Zimmermann telegram, where Germany sent a cable to Mexico inviting them to join an alliance against the United States. The Brits intercepted it, and they intercepted it by having established a wiretap on a U.S. diplomatic channel, which was supposedly secret. So the Brits, by spying on their friends, the Americans, were able to encourage Americans. So the response in America to this telegram was outrage and helped provide public support for America's entry into World War I. So the Brits intercepted a friendly U.S. cable channel to embarrass the Germans and help draw Americans into the war.
Hey, just staying ahead of the curve.
Exactly.
You've been eavesdropping in on my conversation with the world's history guy, Chris Wolf. Chris, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Marco.